When I was younger, all these rules, no meat on Friday, fasting before communion, all that, they kind of went away, which made me kind of wonder about what rules are important, which ones stick.
Yeah, it's an important question. If you look in the history of religions, there are always rules around. In our own tradition, look at the book of Leviticus in the Old Testament. It's just filled, chock full of rules, regulations, distinctive behaviors and practices, things you should do and shouldn't do. And you read it now and you say, well, it seems kind of goofy and arbitrary. But that's the way a people defines itself. And a lot of it is actually rather arbitrary. We wear this kind of coat or this kind of hat. We do this sort of thing. But the point is, these are the ways that we define ourselves as a people. It gives a sort of corporate purpose and identity to a people. Now, what happens when you say, hey, these rules are all silly, they're all arbitrary, let's get rid of them, we fall apart. Because now you live your life your way, I live my life my way. We tolerate each other, okay, but we don't have any cohesiveness. Now, years ago before the council, for a lot of Catholics, not eating meat on Friday, that was a very big thing. Not because in itself it's that important, or that God will be infinitely offended if I eat meat on Friday, but it was a way of defining ourselves as a people. One of my favorite stories actually about this, they say before the council, a lot of Catholics would come into a movie theater, darkened place, and they'd enter their row, and before doing it, they would genuflect. Because they were just, it was in their body that when you enter the pew, you're genuflect. Well, see, I love that. It meant that it was just in their bones. This is how we define ourselves as Catholics. So I think you can be very naive about rules and see them simply as this old-fashioned thing we should get rid of. But we thrive on rules precisely as a corporate people.